it's time for Allied's Guide to the World Cup Nations. Today,
Serbia and Montenegro. Like Trinidad and Tobago, Serbia and Montenegro is actually one place that just sounds like two. Although it could well be two shortly, because the Montenegrins don't like the Serbs and are talking about breaking out on their own and becoming independent. They've actually just had a referendum and stuff on it and everything. But for now, it's just one place in terms of my World Cup nation guide. Serbia and Montenegro used to be part of Yugoslavia and has a capital called Belgrade. And with a population of nearly 11 million, it's the 75th biggest country in the world. It boasts 124 miles of coastline, making it a good place for beach lovers and people like me who enjoy water sports. While the Montenegrin bit is full of mountains, which are ideal for hill walking or maybe even skiing in the winter. As far as footballing matters are concerned, Serbia and Montenegro did well in their qualification campaign and actually won their group ahead of Spain, who you'd think would be much better than them. So they're certainly no pushovers. And with a 6-foot-8-inch giant striker called Nikola Zizic, I suppose you could say that the likelihood of Serbia and Montenegro lifting the World Cup is something of a tall order. So let's just hope they all stay together as friends, so that we can all have a nice, fun time in Germany. Right, that's Serbia and Montenegro dealt with. I'll be back on Monday when I continue my guide to the World Cup Nations.